It appears that hope for Iranians is running dangerously low, and we'll tell you why in just a moment. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministries are going into unlikely places to inject hope and encouragement into the situation. Today's stories range from the Middle East to Greek Row on college campuses. You're not going to hear these gospel stories anywhere else, so stay with us. Our top story today, the BBC recently released a story with a headline asking, why are Iranians running out of hope? Hurt for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
Iranians are going through a major crisis right now, both financially and emotionally and culturally and socially. They're in a very difficult situation where they feel that their future is very bleak.
So prices for basic needs like food and medicine are out of control. Iran's also experiencing the worst drought it's had in 50 years, and the sanctions hurt. People are hearing that the government might change, but they're disappointed by what feels like empty promises.
There really is not a unified opposition where the Iranian people can get behind and be happy about or be excited to usher them into replacing this current regime.
Heart for Iran's partner, Mohabbat TV, is broadcasting the hope of Christ to millions of people. Pray for wisdom for the ministry team and that hope would spread throughout the nation. Next, Summer of Hope 2018 is over for the On Eagle's Wings mission team. 46 Native American young people from 28 tribes took the gospel to 12 Native communities. According to Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, the last Native community they visited was, by far, one of the darkest places they've ever seen.
One out of three babies born on this reservation is born addicted. It's a reservation where tribe has declared a crisis in drug trafficking. We told our team they couldn't wear sandals because of all the drug needles in the grass where we had our events.
But in the midst of sidestepping drug needles, they saw God move.
They took time building relationships and expressing the love of Christ by the way they treated people. And the night of the public invitation, in this most broken of places, was the largest harvest of the Summer of Hope, as people surged forward to give their lives to Christ in this desperate place.
Pray for the Native young people who embraced Jesus, that they would grow in their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Along with Native Americans, deaf people are often overlooked as an unreached people group. As Rob Myers of Door International explains, there are millions of unreached deaf worldwide.
We believe that this really is the time for deaf people worldwide to have access to the gospel. So pray to that end. Pray that God would raise up workers.
Even though millions of deaf people don't know Christ, there's only a handful of international deaf ministries who are trying to change that. A few days ago, several of those ministries got together in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to form an alliance.
This type of meeting has never happened before. Not a lot of ministry has been done outside of the past 30 years or so to try to reach deaf people for Christ.
By identifying gaps and working together to cover them, Door and others are hoping to reach more deaf people in a faster and more effective way. Would you keep this deaf alliance in your prayers?
In the same way that you would try to reach an unreached people group, say in Papua New Guinea, by giving them scripture, translation, by training leaders within the community to do evangelism and church planting, by beginning youth programs, those same types of outreaches are needed in deaf communities worldwide.
And Hollywood often portrays Greek students from sororities and fraternities as clueless party animals. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Elaine Ursi explains that this isn't the case. Many Greek students are hungry for Christ. Greek InterVarsity exists to see sorority and fraternity students' lives transformed by the gospel.
We do that really practically by starting Bible studies in fraternities and sororities that are led by fraternity and sorority students.
During college, Ursi was introduced to Christ through her own sorority sisters, and she knows firsthand the impact Greek Christian students can have. Plus,
nationally, we focus on fraternity and sorority students as a part of InterVarsity because we know that a vast majority of senators, a vast majority of CEOs, and other people in high power jobs will come out of fraternities and sororities.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.